One of the biggest concerns for any player returning from injury is if that player is going to look like the same player they used to before going down. And if not, how long it's going to take them to return back to form. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's my exact concern about Julius Randle once he returns for the New York Knicks. And under head coach Tom Thibodeau, we already know accountability is not built the same way, especially if you're a star on this roster. However, in a recent interview that Tom Thibodeau did with the New York Post, he basically stated, regardless if you're a star on this team or not, if you're not impactful in helping this Knicks team win games, you're going to get pulled, regardless if your name is Julius Randle or not. We're going to break down exactly what Tom Thibodeau stated and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Tom Thibodeau is changing his approach with accountability when it comes to this current New York Knicks team. We've seen Tom Thibodeau over the last few seasons. He'll put in certain players. They'll make a ton of mistakes, but he'll keep them in the game and allow them to play through it. While other players, they'll make similar mistakes, but he'll pull them right away. Now, I'm sure trust has something to do with it, but it also has to do with accountability. It is just not the same across the board. And if you don't believe me, all you have to do is look at the postseason last year. You guys remember Julius Randle returning, right? With that injured ankle. But that didn't stop Tom Thibodeau from playing him heavy minutes. It also didn't stop Tom Thibodeau from keeping him out there, even though he didn't have an impact, and oftentimes he was ineffective. And that's my concern once Randle comes back. If he has the same type of impact, or he isn't as effective, will Tom Thibodeau keep him out there? Well, recently, Tom Thibodeau spoke with the New York Post Steph Bondi about this exact situation, and even Bondi noted that he was surprised by Tom Thibodeau's comments regarding Randle. According to Bondi, the coach acknowledged on Monday, perhaps in a bit of a surprise, that he would pull Randle if the player was ineffective. According to Tom Thibodeau, you just deal with your reality. So when guys do come back, you see where they are. Thibodeau said this when asked about Randle when he comes back. We are always going to prioritize the team. So whatever contributions they make to help the team, that's where we'll go. Thibodeau continues by stating, and if it doesn't help the team, then we're not going to do it. Thibodeau didn't operate that way last season in the playoffs when Randle was frustrated and struggling while managing ankle pain. Thibodeau still played Randle over 37 minutes per game in the series against the Heat. Despite the power forward's 41% shooting, high turnover rate, and issues on defense. Shout out to Steph Bondi with the New York Post for giving us the following updates about Tom Thibodeau and his feelings toward accountability moving forward. I gotta say, guys, after hearing this latest report from Bondi, I am absolutely shocked. So you're telling me if Julius Randle returns and he doesn't look like the same player he did before he got injured and he doesn't have the same type of impact, that Tom Thibodeau's gonna pull him, put him on the bench, and put somebody else in the lineup? Is that what I'm being led to believe here? Because as Steph Bondi noted in his article, if we look back to the postseason of last year, if nobody else is getting it done, Tom Thibodeau is going to go with Randle. He's going to put him out there 37 plus minutes, regardless if he's effective or not. Push comes to shove. If nobody else is getting it done out there besides Jalen Brunson, best believe Tom Thibodeau is going to play Julius Randle high minutes, and he's going to hope and pray that Randle figures it out. Regardless if he has a good impact or a bad impact, Tom Thibodeau is going to hope and pray that Julius Randle figures it out before the end of the game and he helps the Knicks win the game, regardless of what he does out there. Because let's not forget, Randle is a three-time All-Star. And if you look across the entire roster of the New York Knicks right now, there is nobody else that can fill Julius Randle's shoes. Not evenly, not 100%. Maybe some people can make up for him, but nobody can replace him 100%. And why would they? Who could? He's a three-time All-Star. Nobody should be able to do that. You want to be able to go into the postseason with a fully healthy Randle because that's the way the New York Knicks are going to have a deep postseason run. If you don't have a fully healthy Randle, that's likely not going to happen. Mark my words on that, guys. Randle must be healthy for this Knicks team to do damage come the postseason. But effectiveness is extremely important. When you're out there, you have to help the New York Knicks win games. You have to have some type of positive impact. If you don't, you probably shouldn't be out there. You probably should be benched and somebody else should be put in your place. And I hope Tom Thibodeau's words can be believed, because if Julius Randle comes back and he's not the same type of player he was before.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Or he doesn't have the same type of impact, then I think it's up to the coaching staff and it's up to Tom Thibodeau to tell him that, to pull him and put somebody else in the lineup that can help the New York Knicks be more effective and win the game. Because at the end of the day, that's all it should be about, winning the game. That's the impact we need to see players have when they're out there, helping to win the game. If Randle's not doing that, or he's highly ineffective, or he's turning the ball over at a high rate, he's not shooting the ball well, or he's more of a hindrance than a help when he's out there, then I think it's absolutely clear what you do at that point in time. You pull him, you bench him, you make sure he gets that shoulder right as possible, and then you put him back out there, and then you hope and pray that he's as effective as he was before he got injured, if not better or more. And you can't really hope for that at this point in time, because like I said before, that shoulder that he injured, he normally uses that shoulder to create contact, try to create some space, and get off a good quality shot. But he's not going to be able to do that when he returns, because if he does that, he's going to be in a high level of pain. And even though people around Randle have stated, openly stated, that Julius Randle has a high level of tolerance for pain, it's not going to matter, because you're only human at the end of the day. If you take one too many shots to that shoulder, it's going to hurt at some point in time. That's going to make you leave the game, and you're going to have to recover, try to get it back to right, and then re-enter the game if you can. And maybe if you take a bad shot to that shoulder, you might do more damage to it, hurt yourself even more in the process, and maybe have to miss the rest of the postseason. That's the risk that Julius Randle's going to have to take when he comes back. And we don't know what's going to happen, because other players, I've said it in past videos, are going to look at that shoulder and they're going to target it. You think they're going to care? It's all about winning games in the postseason. And if they target that shoulder because they know it's an issue for Julius Randle, and doing so is going to help them win the game, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to show any mercy. And let's not forget as well, too, the NBA has gotten more physical over the last few weeks. The playoffs are likely going to be very physical as well, too. Now, normally, that's very good for the New York Knicks. It actually gives them an advantage. But right now, with Julius Randle and that shoulder injury, it actually hurts them more than it helps them, because the refs are going to allow more physical play. And when he's out there, he is going to be a target. When he has the ball in his hands, players are going to look at him, they're going to target that shoulder, and they're going to hit it. Even if it's by accident, if it's by purpose, it doesn't matter. They are absolutely going to target it, because they're going to want to win the game. And honestly, I don't blame them, because if roles were reversed, the New York Knicks would be doing the exact same thing. He would absolutely tell his guys to exploit the matchup, try to take their best player out of the game, so that way he's not a factor moving forward, and the Knicks have an easier chance to win games. If the Knicks would do that, if the Knicks would game plan for it, you don't think other teams would do that? You don't think Julius Randle is going to be game planned against? Everybody knows how good and effective Julius Randle is if you let him get going. So no team is going to allow that to happen. They're going to do everything in their power to stop him. And if one of those things is to attack that shoulder, that is what they're going to do. It may sound harsh, but this is the NBA. This is the playoffs. We're not taking days off. We're not playing games. We're playing to win, because each and every game matters. That matters for the New York Knicks, and it also matters for the opposing team. They're going to do everything in their power to take victory, and so are we. So that's going to be something they game plan for. The New York Knicks must be ready for it. They must understand it, especially Julius Randle. Him more than anybody else needs to know when he's out there, he is going to be a main target once he catches that ball. Everybody's going to go after him. Everybody's going to play him aggressively, and everybody's going to try to hit that shoulder to try to see if they can take him out of the game. That's smart basketball. That's a smart decision to do, because if Julius Randle gets going, he is going to destroy your team, because you got to worry about him, and then you got to worry about Jalen Brunson as well too. Maybe Dante DiVincenzo. What happens if Bojan Bogdanovic goes off and you got to worry about him? Like I said, you don't want to give yourself another problem. Julius Randle coming back, even if he's 90% healthy, if that's the healthiest he can be and he comes back as healthy as possible, the Knicks are going to be a problem. If he can take contact with that shoulder and not show any signs of pain and work through it and play through it, the league better watch out. But really, with Randle right now, until he gets cleared for full contact, I'm going to continue to be concerned, because there's no reason to talk about happiness, talk about him coming back, talking about how he looks when he comes back, until he actually gets cleared for that full contact. That's the next step. But for me, it's a good thing to hear Tom Thibodeau openly state that if Julius Randle, or any player for that matter on the New York Knicks, when they're out there, is not effective, is not helping this Knicks team win, they're going to get pulled and somebody else is going to be put in their place. That brings a smile to my face, because it tells me that Tom Thibodeau is finally going to start doing something I was hoping he would do for years now. Hold players accountable, but hold everybody accountable the exact same way. Regardless if you're a star, you're a role player, no matter who you are to this Knicks team, no matter how much money you're getting paid, regardless if you're in a contract year or not, it's not about any of those things. It's about impact and effectiveness. And when you're out there for the New York Knicks, you need to have one of those. If you're not helping the New York Knicks when you're out there, you're going to get pulled, regardless of who you are, your names, your accolades, of any of those things. It's about impact and helping this Knicks team win. I hope that's what Tom Thibodeau does. But honestly, if I'm being truthful here, I don't really believe Thibodeau, because I saw what happened last year in the postseason. And I think if push comes to shove this year in the postseason, he's going to do the exact same thing. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. But what about you guys? What do you think about Tom Thibodeau's shocking comments about Julius Randle, and really any Knick player when they're out there? If they're not effective, he's going to bench him and he's going to pull him. Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.